This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Had a question, 206-421-ROCK. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Random.
Hello, Dave.
Hola.
Dave, what's happening over there?
Random.
Okay, that clears it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Makes good sense to me. All right, Dave, let's go to this question for you here. Dave, when did you know the romance had come to an end? When did you know the romance had ended?
Would be my first marriage. And we were 18 years and four kids. And we were doing a garage sale and trying to make a few extra bucks. She had put all our china from our, wedding gifts on the table for sale. And I was like, what the hell's going on? She goes, I don't love you anymore.
Oh, wow. That took a left turn.
The garage sale breakup.
Now, if you don't use this china.
Right. We've never used this china. I had no intention, but I don't love you anymore. Damn.
How much did you make off the yard sale? And did you sell the china?
Yes, we did.
Good.
I was out of the house probably within the next couple months.
Damn. All right. Well, that's an interesting way to find out you're getting a divorce. Have a yard sale.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I'm 60 now, so my kids are all grown up.
Right. Did you ever get married again?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm married to my current wife, and we've been together 20 years.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Well, that worked out. All right.
So that was a long time. Man, oh
no
man.
Big deal.
The garage sale break. I would not see that coming.
I don't love you anymore.
Not unless it was all my clothes.
Yeah, then it'd be obvious, but he still had to ask. I mean, she still didn't tell him. He had to ask, like, hey, why are we getting rid of the china that we never wanted in the first place?
Oh, my God. I would have to beg anyone I was with to be able to do that. Can we please sell this crap? We never use it.
And you're not
going to
use it.
It's sitting around. We have this piece of furniture in our house for some reason to display this crap that we never use. It's like, look what we could eat on.
But we're not going to.
Right. Like, that's for special occasions.
There is no special occasion.
We've been together for a decade. When is that going to happen? What has to happen that is so special?
Now, Mike, you're getting married.
Oh, yes, I am.
People are going to buy you crap. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people will register or directly say what it is they want. Have you specifically said what you don't want? Just because you know. Because, look, people, if you tell people what you don't want, it's not a mean thing, but it's like, look, I'm 99% sure you will not use four champagne flutes. You just won't. You'll drink out of a million different things. Mm-hmm. You'll have them. Even New Year's Eve, where you're actually drinking champagne,
mm-hmm.
you might just pass the bottle back and forth and put it in a plastic cup.
True.
Like, you don't need it, but it takes space.
They take up your cupboard room, and they're delicate and fragile, and they take up the tall area there, and you don't want to knock them over because the stem's not very big.
Right, exactly.
I make a registry, just make a list of things like, hey, we've already got this, or we don't need this.
Right, you just, because there's a lot of dumb stuff that people buy, and I always think the champagne flutes, like, it's kind, I get it, I understand the thought, but no one uses them.
You know what the weirdest thing I ever got?
You're not going to either.
It seemed like a decent idea at the time. It wasn't something that I asked for. But we got an ice cream maker.
All right.
You know, like it was like a big ass, but it was, I mean, it took up a big chunk of your counter.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you
did
could
you ever
go,
use it?
No. You go buy ice cream. I mean, it's like.
It's too readily available.
Bucks, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not like I'm making Ben and Jerry's. I'm making like vanilla. Right?
Did you ever use it?
Maybe I'll go French vanilla this time, make it yellow.
Actually,
no,
my father had an ice cream maker. Now, my father's weird with ice cream. My man loves him some vanilla ice cream, and that he does not vary from that. If it is not vanilla, if it's not vanilla, he has no interest. So he would hook up the vanilla ice cream, and he put it through the ice cream maker. He probably used it as I was a kid, probably 8 times.
Okay.
Now, when he did it, it took all freaking day. And as a kid, man, you're losing your mind because you're coming out of this homemade. Even though the freezer, there was more vanilla ice cream. I remember it being so good, but the thing is, I don't actually know if it was so good. Or if
you
it just
for so long.
Tasted different than the stuff that we had in the freezer.
Right. Well, the reason we asked, when did you know the romance had ended? If they're going to scout women, they say, on dating sites, you probably should not be on another date. One dude didn't know and is now being shamed. Instead of paying attention to his 23-year-old date, the guy opted to start messing around on his phone at dinner. This is according to a post on Reddit. Well, unfortunately for the guy, he had his glasses on, and she could see the phone's reflection in said glasses. The woman realized he was checking out prospects on the dating app Bumble.
All
so
right,
she posted a video of the actual scene.
All right.
And you could see the reflection in the man's glasses and a close-up on the reflection, simply writing, "I wish I was kidding." The video's racked up about 500,000 views. The fact that he's on his phone in the first place, pack it up. Get her out of there, Julian, one commenter said.
Yeah, Julian.
Time for you to move on.
Speaking of the question we just asked, how did you know the romance was over or whatever? This guy says, how did I know it was over? I was away at Army training. Now, instead of a Dear John letter, she sent me a love letter addressed to the other guy.
Oh no!
And I would think the worst part about that is all the things she says she wants to do with that guy. And you're like, you never did that
with me. Wait a minute. Why would she? So she had two boyfriends who were in the military?
And she probably put the letters in the wrong one. So the other guy probably got the breakup letter.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't shock me.
It does not shock me at all either.
Yeah.
It still sucks, man. Damn.
That's amazing.
Heavy duty.
Random.
Hello, Raymond.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's
random,
room.
Random.
Hola.
Hola.
Raymond, welcome to the program. Random question, question.
Random.
All right, let's see here. Okay, Raymond, see if you can get this one right. How many streaming services would you say that you are subscribed to at this very point?
Zero. One.
And what is that one streaming service?
What do you consider a streaming service?
Netflix, HBO to go.
Hulu, Amazon, YouTube. I'm trying to think of all the ones at the bottom.
YouTube's the only thing I got, and I hardly ever watch it.
Amazon Prime is one,
right.
If you have an Amazon membership.
Yeah, how old are you? Because I have YouTube. I've never watched anything on YouTube, but my kids don't even know regular TV exists. YouTube is all about them, man. They love it.
52 years old.
Yeah, that's
right.
Why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. There's Apple TV.
Can I give a
Plus.
Shout out to my friends?
Sure.
How many do you have?
This time it's going to be two. It's going to be Spencer and Aaron, because when I did it on Friday, they got mad that I didn't shout out to them, too.
Okay.
Oh,
all
so
right.
You shouted out to your other buddies, but you left out Spencer and Aaron.
What do you want us to tell them? Happy 13th birthday?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, happy 13th birthday,
See,
guys.
Man, that's why you don't thank anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you went into, like, at the Grammys. I want to thank, like, don't. Just say, I want to thank everyone involved, because inevitably, you're going to go back, and someone's going to be like, what about me, man? I've been married to you for 35 years. Like, oh, God, I'm sorry.
All right, Mike, run them down. How many do you have? Streaming services that you have right now when you get home.
Let's see. I got Hulu, I got Netflix, I got Amazon Prime. I think that's it.
Okay. Ted?
Three.
So you have Netflix for sure.
Netflix, Prime. I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. I don't think I have Hulu.
Okay. Steve, do you even know?
I don't know, but if it exists, I have it.
Okay.
That is, by the way, just a quick side note. I just discovered this on Xfinity. All right. I'm scrolling around the other. I'm trying to find something to watch, as we all do now. And you have all the streaming services. I'm like, I will start with Xfinity first. I did not know that these exist. I don't know if you guys did either. I'm going through. I get through some of the movie channels. I'm just not really feeling anything. Then you start hovering around like Discovery and History, right? Because I'm an old man now, so some of that gets my interest. As I scrolled up, there was one just says adult, right? So immediately I'm like, ooh, what is this? It's the Penthouse channel.
Oh, really? Do you have that?
I believe I do. I didn't click on it because my wife's sleeping next to me on the sofa, and I don't want to masturbate with her there. But there was
there.
Penthouse, Hustler.
Get out of
has
here.
A channel. Oh, Playboy, wow. Definitely. And
good.
There were like two more, and I'm like, holy, I'm good.
I don't need another streaming service. I was going to say, I'm not sure that streaming services offer adult content.
I don't believe that they do.
I've never heard of it, because I think I would have heard of it. Somebody would have mentioned it. You know what I mean? Like, dude, you got to get this, because they also have Cinemax movies.
But no one pointed out the Penthouse channel. I mean, like I said, I discovered this past weekend, and I was like, oh my God, there's like five or six of them.
Well, the reason I asked,
I had to watch some old school porn on TV a few months ago, because my phone broke.
Oh, it's a killer. Okay.
It's just weird.
What, just having to wait?
Yeah.
For like dialogue and stuff?
Yeah, and like, it was like a real movie, and I was like,
I don't want all this.
No, man. I don't want a
just
plot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want like 5 minutes.
It should begin with shagging and end with shagging, and the only thing in between is shagging.
Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, 50% of Americans, so half of Americans, how many streaming services does half America own and subscribe to right now?
Different. I'll say three.
Four. Believe it or not, 50% of Americans subscribe to four streaming services. 13% of us use seven or more. Americans are now spending about $50 a month on those services. Obviously, the pandemic has a lot to do with the increase, but the launch of several new platforms is helping. Not surprisingly, Netflix is your number one streaming service, followed by Amazon Prime, Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO Max, Peacock, and Apple TV Plus.
It makes sense, though, because, you know, with Netflix, when they originally launched as a streaming service, it was like watching TV Land, right? It was just a bunch of stuff. You could also find it. But now it's like, all right, if you want to see this show, then you must have the streaming service. So for me, why do you have Disney Plus?
I have Disney Plus because of The Mandalorian.
Period. That is the end of the story.
But I'll tell you what,
I don't know what else is on there.
I typically only have and have had HBO based on their original programming.
Right.
So as much as I never go like, oh, HBO is going to have really good movies coming out in February. That's not what I'm looking for.
Right.
I'm looking for whatever that show is that I want to watch is now, you know, the six seasons coming out.
Right. Was it Sopranos? Was it Entourage?
Right. It was always something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, curb your enthusiasm.
But now right? So you'll drop, what, $8 on the streaming service because of this
John Oliver
one goddamn show. So, right, Mandalorian, Disney
Plus. But you can justify it with kids.
My kids don't watch Disney Plus. They watch YouTube. That's it. They can find whatever they're looking for on YouTube, so Disney Plus means nothing to them. And that's the strange thing. The oldest person in the home is the person who needed Disney Plus. Kids aren't even watching.
Yeah.
Just me.
That's okay.
Random.
I don't know, just feels weird.
Random.
Hello, Benjamin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Benjamin, welcome to the program. Random question.
Bad news. Yeah. Says no, Steve. You don't have the Penthouse channel, et cetera, et cetera. When you click on it, it'll tell you that you have to subscribe. They're expensive.
Oh.
And I'm sure that's just what they heard from friends.
Yeah, right.
Of course.
I didn't check myself. All right, let's go to this random question. What animal would you say you most sound like when you have sex?
Oh, shoot. I'd probably have to say a pig, because I do.
Okay.
You go.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
but think about
anything that grunts, I guess, right?
Do you grunt during sex?
Some people just breathe heavy. It's kind of hard to imitate yourself having sex when you're not having sex.
I think I need to record myself having sex and then listen back and see what it says.
Right, because one, you're in the moment, and two, you're not really trying to recreate it that much. You know, you don't want to give too much away.
Like halfway through the question, I thought you guys were going to ask, you know, what type of animal would you like to be? And you guys came at me with, you know, what type of animal do you sound like during sex? This is such a hard question.
It is a tough question.
Have you ever had sex with someone and they sounded like a particular animal?
You know, I got a weird kind of like a, I don't know if it's an animal, but, you know, my ex-girlfriend, she used to let out kind of like a, type sound, and I don't know what you'd compare that to, but
sadly, I would compare that to like Tinkerbell or a Disney cat.
Probably, unfortunately for you, no sound you'll ever hear again. That's the bad part.
Right, exactly.
Reason we asked, what animal do you most sound like while you're having sex? One woman has taken to Twitter to reveal she was shamed for, quote, screaming like a pig during sex by one of her neighbors. Aww. The woman who is on Twitter shared her note from a mysterious neighbor with her 2,000 followers. It seems that some of the locals in the area were not happy with her screaming as she enjoyed sex sessions. A photo of the note, which has now gone viral, was shared on the site. It read, can you please stop screaming like a pig daft a clock when you're shagging. We're all sick of it, according to the neighbors. Giving her response to the note, the Twitter user wrote, I personally thought I sounded like an herbal essence woman. But go off, I guess. Either way, many other people have chimed in, saying that they also had heard her in the flat. And she says, look, maybe you should either move or figure out what it is with your neighbors. Be a little bit more quiet.
Well, now Mike's pulled up some pig sounds, because when you say you sound like a pig, pigs make a bunch of different noises.
Yeah.
Right? Are you squealing? Are you grunting? Are you snorting? I mean, that's the thing. You're not really. If you say a dog, I assume you're barking.
All right.
Now, see, right. If she sounds like that, I'm out, man. I could not fight through that.
Yes, you could.
All right, Stephanie Seymour, right? Hot chick, I want you. She sounds like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everybody has their limitations.
Everybody
knows what they can look past, right?
Yeah.
Look, man, you got to pick your battles. You got to pick your battles.
And you never know. You might end up, like, all of a sudden, like, the next girl you date, like, she has to squeal like a pig, or you're just not going to get
that. But see, that's not a squeal.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Stephanie Seymour ruined me. She grunts like a pig when we have sex.
That's a lot of grunts.
Hello, church. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola, amigo.
Hola.
Church, welcome to the program. Random question. Random. All right, let's go with this one. Church, what were you late to? What did you show
you
up
name
late
it.
To?
I've been late to my job. I've been late to a date. Ah, gosh, I've been late to everything. I'll tell you the date story. So here I am, running towards the bus, bouquet in one hand, you know, and dressed up super nice. The bus driver literally sees me, pulls away, like turns around in the bus depot, and literally drives off. I'm literally in a suit, you know, about ready to head off to a fancy restaurant. I have to call my girlfriend because I was like, hey, honey, I'm going to be late. She's like, okay, I'll keep the reservations for next week. So I guess being late to my own date.
All right. Are you typically the guy who's late?
No, not really. I try and be on time as much as possible, but there are some times that I don't take good time management, and it just ends up where I'm late.
I can't do it. I think it's, and I've really psychologically tried to break it down, and I think it has to do with this frickin' job.
It does.
And I'm not kidding you, because at 2 o'clock, we're on the air.
Right.
No matter what happens, we have to be on the air at 2 o'clock. So there's a deadline. We have to have our stuff ready. I know what you're saying. I can't believe you guys prepare for the show, but we do. So it's 2 o'clock, and we got to be ready to go at that point in time. So there's no excuses. There's no crap. So with any other job, if you could come in later and work later, that would be great. Like, you know what? I'm not going to start working today until 3 in the afternoon, but I'll get my stuff done by midnight. I got a project to work on.
Or things like, we're going to go to lunch.
Right. But with me being late, it gives me anxiety. Not that we're going to go on the air when we go to dinner. Not that we're going to go on the air when we're going anywhere.
Sure.
But just the idea of not being where I need to be at that time.
But it's innate in us.
Gives me tremendous anxiety. For no reason.
When we were syndicated. No, I think it's for a good reason. It's called goddamn respect, right? If you set a time, if you can't live by your own word, then don't do it. Just say.
It makes me really nervous.
You know, but when we were syndicated, we can't even, like, doing this show locally is as loose. This is like doing a show in your underwear on Zoom, right?
Right.
when we were syndicated, because you're going to all these different markets, they don't carry as much humor, say, as we do. So, like, if they said, hey, man, you have to do this by 2:17 and 14 seconds. I mean, literally, it had to be at 2:17 and 14. You could not bail out at 13 seconds. You couldn't bail out at 15 seconds. I mean, it was tight, man. I mean, there was no leniency at all.
The worst one for me, and this goes back a number of years, but I can just remember it was a work thing. So I'm down at the Oregon Shores with family and the kids for a weekend. We have an event at Emerald Downs. So they're going to run the ponies. We're going to show up at noon, whatever the deal is. So I leave like 9, 8:30, whenever I'm supposed to leave. I got plenty of time. I can get to Emerald Downs. No way. I get to Joint Base Lewis McChord.
Bam.
The S has hit the fan. Somebody has wrecked in a construction zone. You know what I mean? Like, it is. And I thought,
of course, you wreck in the construction just to make it worse.
Right. And I thought to myself, like, I'm ready to open this door and start running up the interstate. You know what I mean? I-5. Where am I right now? I'm in DuPont. Maybe I can make it. I don't know. But I mean, I was like, I was losing my damn mind.
Yeah.
It was just driving me nuts. More of the Random Question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Your guess is as good as my count of the categories, the most populated states in the good old U.S. of A, and our favorite seafoods. We'll play your guess is as good as mine right after emails on our random question. Oh, by the way, we went to break there. We asked, what were you late to? The reason we asked, what were you late to? There was a woman in England. She called the cops after she arrived at a McDonald's drive-thru window and found the restaurant had stopped serving breakfast. She was there at 11:30 in the morning, and police responded to reports of an angry lady who stated that due to the McDonald's drive-thru, when she got to the window for breakfast, service had stopped because there was a line.
All right, so she got there on time, but by the time she got to the window, it changed over.
Okay. Yeah, and they had stopped, so she could not order breakfast. In the United Kingdom, they do not serve breakfast all day. Restaurants in the United States, they rolled out all-day breakfast in 2015, but that was reversed last year here in the U.S. So there's no McDonald's in the United States that orders, that offers 24-hour breakfast.
Would you call the cops?
She called the cops. So, yeah, she was given a citation.
I mean, I'm just curious, like, what do you think the cops would... I understand you want to vent, right? You're pissed off, you're really counting on that breakfast. Maybe you call your husband at work and
it's also 11:30.
But, like, what did you expect the police to do when they showed up?
When she got in line, according to the police, they had already stopped serving breakfast at 10:30.
Oh, they stopped at 10:30.
She was going through at 11:30. Well, she's like, look, I do have to wait, but just serve me breakfast. I'm like, we stopped serving breakfast. And she's like, I'm calling the cops. And the manager says, look, if you call the cops, you're the one who's going to get in trouble. So she says, I don't care. I'm calling the cops anyway.
Okay.
So she called the cops. Cops came, and then she got in trouble. So exactly what the manager told her. And the manager offered her free lunch. So
and she's still.
So there's there's more to the story.
Random. See, that's when I'm okay with cops pepper spraying someone. Random. Wait, you call me for what? The hell out of here. Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
James, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's see here. James, okay, let's go with this one. James, what got in your mouth? What got in your mouth?
What got in my mouth?
Mm-hmm. You ever drink a beer and a cigarette butt bounces off your tongue?
No. That has never happened.
I have went to go take a drink of like a soda from like McDonald's, and somebody put my straw through a barbecue sauce at the bottom of the cup.
Someone so you knew?
Drink soda. Yes, my best friend at the time put barbecue pack in the bottom of the soda, so when I went to go drink it, the only thing I got was barbecue sauce.
That's pretty ingenious.
I'm going to have to do that now.
Yeah, I've never heard that move before.
Hoping to have Coca-Cola.
Yeah, because you're looking forward to that Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
From McDonald's, right. Especially, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hey, can I give a shout-out real quick?
Sure.
Shout-out day.
I would like to shout-out to my brother, Mike. He's awesome. He's my partner in crime. Shake and bake, Mike. Shake and bake.
But why wouldn't you just call him and tell him that? That's always the thing that I always wondered about.
You know what? It's more sincere when it's, you know.
When everyone hears it.
Everyone hears it.
Okay. Yep. See, I disagree.
Yeah,
there's a woman named Fran Lane back in Baltimore. She's a very nice woman, and she did a show very similar to Delilah, right? She did your love request thing, and she could not make it in. And against her better judgment, they had me cover her show. They only let me do it once. But people, and she was known for this. I mean, her show notoriously got to the show. Well, so people call and like, I just want to tell my husband I love him. So now I got to sit through this crap, what, 6 to 10, 6, whatever the hell it was, whatever the shift. And I'm there, people will call in, and, you know, it was very heartfelt stuff. You know, I want to let my husband know that I love him, and he's been the greatest husband for 17 years. And I would just ask him straight up, like, why don't you just tell him? You said he's sitting there on the sofa next to you. Like, turn around and tell me, why are you telling me that your husband's off? Yeah, I'll play this lousy-ass song for him. And I did that all night. They made sure, management, that I never did it again. They said, I said, man, I was having fun. They said, we understand that. Those people aren't there for fun. Those people are there to be exactly as miserable as I said.
They're miserable.
But it just seems so stupid to me. Right. You love them that much, tell them.
Reason we ask, what got in your mouth? We go down under. A young girl has been left traumatized after eating basically a chocolate chip bar from a soiled packet that was crawling with insects.
Mm.
6-year-old was in shock on Sunday after biting into the chocolate chip bar from the supermarket's own brand, which her mom purchased at the store. I opened the bar for her, and 2 minutes later, I heard her squealing. I went running out the back to find her spitting out her bar and her saying, Mom, there was something crawling on my lip in my mouth. Parents' and biggest concern was what she believed to be bug waste at the bottom of the packet, fearing her daughter could ill from the bacteria if she consumed any of that. The feces at the bottom of the packet was my biggest problem. It had been brewing in there for gosh knows how long. She said, well, look, kids eat bugs all the time. I know that. However, my concern was the bacteria that had formed in the packet while these insects lived inside of it.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Had a bug in her mouth, man.
Fortunately, the child did not develop any symptoms as of Sunday evening. No food poisoning, nothing like that. But either way, the grocery store said, we take food safety very seriously. We're disappointed that this happened. Blah, 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 blah.
Random.
Yes, there it is, Ted.
Another James?
No, it is Austin. Hello, Austin. Oh, welcome to the men's room.
What up?
Hola.
Austin, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. What would you say, Austin, was your worst birthday? What was your worst birthday or worst birthday party experience?
I don't think I have a bad one.
You haven't had a bad birthday or disappointing, at least?
No. Most of them, you just kind of get messed up. No, I don't got one.
Okay.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
I mean, especially as a kid, you know, you just didn't get that exact thing that you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever have a bad birthday? I had a real bad birthday one year.
Sure, when you're like a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just tougher. Like, I don't care now as an adult, but as a kid, like, my birthday was right up against Christmas, and I always had to share the party with my brother because he's December 17th.
Oh, you even had to share a party.
Yeah.
So you already got like one third Christmas, one third Ted, one third your brother.
Is your sister's birthday in December as
February.
Well? It is.
Yeah.
She just got full. So,
what's the common denominator here? Like a rental place available every
timeshare in March?
My whole family does it, right? Because me and my brother are December. My cousin Timmy's December. Christina and Kelly are December and early January. And my cousin Dan just had a birthday.
Don't call in March. Do not call the Smith family.
They're busy.
Do you know what's really going on? Has anyone tried to do the quick math on this? Is there anything, or is it just happenstance?
I mean, I just assumed it's kind of happenstance.
Okay.
March, it's a good time. Did you resent your sister when her birthday showed up? Because there's three siblings, all right? You and your brother already have to split your birthdays, and even then, it's even worse because then you're adding in baby Jesus, right? So you guys kind of lose it. Then here's your sister. No one interferes. It's just all her, right?
Yeah, I never minded that. I used to kind of resent my one cousin. His is July 4th, and I always thought that was a cool one. Just to get gifts that, as a child, to get gifts other than July once 4th. A year.
Because it's not really taking away from your day. There's going to be a party at the end one way or another.
You're going to have a good time, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And people are getting, it's not like Christmas where it's a little heavier. Like July 4th, people are letting it loose. Uncle's going to blow off three fingers. You're
hot
outside.
Dogs, hamburgers.
Yeah, all the food you'd want, man.
Sure. Yeah, see, to me, that would be probably the best holiday to share a birthday with.
Because you have a January birthday, right?
But it's winter time. Yeah, it sucks.
March was okay. I
can never do an outdoor party.
Exactly.
So it always had to be in like some kind of VFW or whatever it was. It was indoor. Yeah. It was available that you could rent. So like where kids would have cool pool parties during the summer.
Not miles.
Or, you know, like camp out in the backyard and do that whole thing. Barbecues, whatever. That was not on the agenda for me. The one that pissed me off the most was, I think I was like 14 or 15 years old. And I came down to get ready for school. I'm eating breakfast. And my mom doesn't say anything. My stepfather doesn't say anything, and I'm just kind of like, my brother and sister are too young to know any better. And I'm
sure.
Like, all right, so this means one thing and one thing only. They are setting me up for when I get home. This is going to be a good birthday, right? So I go to school, whatever. A couple of my friends know it's my birthday. It's not like in the days where everybody put their birthday on Facebook.
Right, right, right.
You tell somebody you don't. I get home. I'm waiting. It's this crappy-ass dinner that my mom made, so I knew it wasn't like what I would pick. Because typically on my birthday, I at least got to pick what I wanted for dinner.
Sure, sure.
And I was just like, I'd rather have this if we could. Something made at home, but those things I like more than others. So this was one of those meals that I didn't like. I can't even, it was like, not only that, it was like one of the worst things my mom made, which was, and I remember it, because it was a tuna casserole.
Mm.
My mom was in the casserole phase. And there's nothing worse than the smell of tuna that has been stored in a can and then cooked. It's got this real metallic taste and real metallic flavor to it.
That's how you know it's good.
It's horrible. She put peas in it. That's what I'm having. I'm still waiting. I go to bed and realize they completely forgot my birthday. Oof. And for whatever reason, just being a kid, I was just like, that was the last straw.
Because your parents are supposed to be, like, the guaranteed people to remember your birthday as a child are going to be your parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
They know your mom was there. Hell, she was in a lot of pain delivering you.
Right.
And mom loves you. Mom takes care of you. I know my mom remembers my birthday. When did they get around to say? Was it like the next day? Like, oh.
I had to mention it to them.
Did you just say it directly or did you drop a hint?
Like, I probably said something.
Anything
really
special about today?
Really catty.
12 years ago?
Right, exactly.
You were in the hospital?
Right. It's like, I have two kids. I would never forget their birthday. Those days are just absolutely ingrained in a parent's mind. More
absolutely.
So than any other day in their life. Those are the days that
most
you remember.
Most parents. Yeah. Not your mom.
Most parents. No, I know. It's like, but it's one of those things. You never can forget it.
No, and you don't want to.
You might be married to people and forget their birthday. You know what I mean? But you're never going to forget the kid's birthday.
Yeah, but with marriage, like, that's a decision we made.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the kid, like, yeah, we made a decision and then we had 9 months to think about it. But, like, it's a kid.
Reason we asked, why was it your worst birthday? This is a doozy. An outbreak that led to 15 people. Testing positive for COVID-19 has been traced back to a birthday party. Thrown for a cat. 10 people who attended the feline fiesta contracted the deadly virus, along with five friends and family members of the cat's owner. The birthday cat did not contract the disease. The outlet noted. The super spreader event was held in Santo Domingo in Chile. Chilean authorities were shocked when they learned of the source of the outbreak while delivering a public statement on Friday.
Meow, meow.
They actually made a statement about this.
Wouldn't you?
We have corroborated it with at least 6 of the 15 infected people who told us the same thing. They were all at a cat's birthday party. One woman
come on.
Stated she was surprised to know people are continuing to have social gatherings despite warnings and restrictions from authorities. Oh, this is the president of Chile who made this this comment when finding out about this. It's complicated. It's a little irresponsible, especially considering that we have said in every way and emphasized if every way, if people are going to meet, they need to take safety messages. Center for Disease Control labeled Chile as a very high-risk travel destination, and the agency itself is encouraging people to avoid visiting South America altogether. Every country.
Oh, unless you've been invited to a cat's birthday party.
Right.
That's very important, because the cats know and they care.
And I consider not traveling to North America under any
circumstances. Where did that start?
What's
like
that?
When I was a kid, Like, we would get Tigger, like, Frosty Paws, but we didn't have a party for him.
No, I don't know anyone who has a party for their pet. I don't even know when the dog's birth. My kids hammer me with this all the time. Like,
you don't know.
When is Miley's birthday? Right. I'm like, man, I do not know. I do not care. And it does not matter.
It's typically, you know, unless you know specifically from a breeder or whatever the deal is, if you get a rescue dog, you don't know. I mean, you could ask, possibly.
Could you just make up a date?
Yes!
It's just the date
yes, you can! Because it's a goddamn dog. He doesn't know.
You bring the dog home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, isn't it? Isn't that typically?
But that's how kids look at it. But yeah. I couldn't tell them that. I'm like, I don't know, man. Was it August or September? I know that it was like toward the end of summer or beginning of fall. That's all I know. The dog is here. The dog's goddamn fine. We don't need a party. She doesn't need a birthday. My daughter would not let it go. It was very, and she knows the cat, Rainbow Janet's birthday. I don't know what it is. I believe it's in April or May. But as it gets closer, my daughter will let me know. And then somehow I'm on the hook buying something special for the goddamn fuzzy ninja.
Well, I've had this argument with people
before.
They always say this. Look, there's two types of people. People who really want you to know it's their birthday and celebrate it.
Uh-huh, which is everyone with social media.
That just have a birthday and keep it on the down low and don't want to make a big deal out of it.
Well, I think it's the older you get. Certainly for guys, I've noticed the older. Everyone's a kid, and when you're a kid, yes, you want people to know it's your birthday, but things are different when you're a kid. If it's your birthday, suddenly people at the restaurant are singing to you. Suddenly strangers are well-wishing you, right? But as an adult, other than maybe 21st, 30, 40, the big O's after that, you don't even care.
No.
I mean, I wake up on my birthday, like, I'm glad I'm alive. I appreciate life and all that kind of crap, but I don't care that it's my birthday, and I don't care if anyone else knows it's my birthday. The only thing that changed that are my kids, because my kids get excited about my birthday. And understand, I still don't care about my birthday. It doesn't matter to me, but I'm happy that my kids are so excited about such an arbitrary thing. You know, that's the difference. And they give you the hugs, and they said that makes you feel good. But other than that, well, yeah, all right, man.
I didn't even hear from one of my kids last year on my birthday.
Your kids are at the age where you're not going to.
But I would turn 50. It's like
your kids are at the age where they don't care.
I don't think they do care. Well, then again, it's very hard to remember your parents' birthday.
I was going to say, your parents' birthday, for some reason, is tough to remember.
It is.
August 4th for my mother, September 27th for my father.
It's just one of those things where I wasn't there, so it doesn't really stick with me. And every time it was one of their birthdays, they always went out for dinner and didn't include me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, for me, it was just, how am I supposed to remember a date when a babysitter came?
But that's part of the reason I remember the date, too, because as much as parents want to get away from the kids, at a certain age, kids are like, cool. Go have fun, right? Because I'm home alone with the baby. And the babysitter doesn't care. She's talking to her boyfriend and drinking your vodka out of the wherever you're hiding your booze. I don't care, man.
Do you have a birthday tradition?
For me?
Yes. Do you have something that you eat every time on your birthday? Or anything like that? Nothing like that?
Mm.
Okay.
No, it's just nothing. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Like any night of the week, hopefully I will eat. As an adult and with money, I'm going to eat what I'd like to eat anyway, for the most part. So the birthday, it's like, I'm going to continue eating
what I'd like to eat.
And then I don't want to involve the kids, because then if we go to a restaurant, that means I'm at a place I don't want to be. Like, if they have a kid's menu, like, this is not what I'd pick for my birthday. So oddly, as a father, your birthday becomes a celebration for your kids. Like, hey, we're going to Applebee's. There's nothing wrong with Applebee's, but Applebee's, you know goddamn well, with all my kids, I'm not showing up, right? So that's the weird thing about your birthday. It's like, the kids are going to be real happy that I'm getting older. Mm-hmm. Ted, as far as birthdays go, you're not alone. Someone says, I feel you, Ted. My birthday is Christmas Eve. My oldest sister's birthday, the day after Christmas. Parties had to happen like 2 weeks prior.
Is that the worst birthday? Is your birthday,
I think date-wise,
just because
it doesn't matter if it's Christmas or the day before or the day after. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Right, period.
And people have stuff to do because it's Christmas.
Everyone's busy. Right, and think, when you're a kid, man, like, if I'm going out of town, well, those kids you invited to the party, they can't make it. I'm not buying a later plane ticket because it's your goofy friend's birthday, right? But as far as bad birthdays go, someone says, my wife just spent her 50th birthday in the hospital for back surgery.
Ooh.
And then Rose chimes in and says, my worst birthday was September of 2019. I turned 40. I spent the day watching my son get blood transfusions to treat his leukemia. Thought I'd make it up in September 2020. Nope. Thanks, COVID. I guess I'm not meant to celebrate my birthday. You're right, Rose. You're not.
What do you think the date is on this year when people can... is there a date in 2021 where someone could have a birthday party? In other words, if they had a birthday in September...
Is this for a cat or a person?
For a person.
Maybe by September, people can have a birthday.
I don't know. I just keep saying I'm thinking by September we'll have group stuff again.
Are you doing a redo over on your 40?
You're going to pretend you're 40 again, or you're just going to go, hell with it, 41!
It depends on what we can do.
Your guess is as good as my count of categories, the most populated states, and our favorite seafoods. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.